Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Blood.
King of Crack.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Our producer's Chris Black. We're on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, you can give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you have an item you think it might have some value, think it might be valuable enough to go in a Huggins and Scott auction, or you just think it's cool, want to tell us about it. If you call in, you get in a drawing. We're giving away this week a box of 2016-17 Upper Deck OPG Platinum Hockey. This is like Topps Chrome for hockey. It's
very
a nice,
nice product.
A real
nice
good product. Yeah, it has some nice, the rookies in hockey were so good this year.
Yep.
The Penguins actually have a good rookie, been scoring a lot for him. Jake Guentzel, I think is his name. And, he was not in the top group with like Austin Matthews and Line A and Marner and those guys, but he was coming on strong and he's been doing really well in the playoffs and they're in the final four. So and then I'm going to do that Final Four drawing at T-Crown this morning where people got tickets in this box, and I'm doing the drawing later this morning to have four winners. Each winner will have one of the Final Four teams.
Can you do that for the Super Bowl? And,
it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
it's fun. Then each of the four winners wins something, and if your team wins the Cup or the NCAA or the Super Bowl, then they win the biggest prize. So
very cool.
Yeah, it's fun. All right, and then we're going to talk about some items that have ended in the Huggins and Scott recent May auction, and then also things that are coming in for the August Huggins and Scott auction. Bill Huggins, you must have a ton of stuff already coming in for August. Isn't that maybe your biggest one of the year?
That is. That's the one we kind of focus around because it hinges toward having it all displayed at the national convention and everything, which will be in Chicago this year. So we've got, I think Josh told me, we have actually more items at this point in the cycle already entered than we've had in that he can remember. So we'll see what it turns into.
That's good. Speaking of Josh, he got back. Remember last week we were debating what the most bids in a Huggins and Scott auction ever was? Josh got back on that, and he said the most bids on one Huggins and Scott auction item was 64 on a 1982 Topps traded sealed set case of 100 sets, which sold for $15,000
in February
of 2016.
So 64 bids.
64 bids. That's a lot of bids.
A lot of action.
Yeah. So now in the recent, one of the guys who I don't remember his name, but the guy who came in with the old St. Louis Browns jersey stopped in, and he was asking about the Charles Comiskey signed 1922 letter. I didn't even I hadn't noticed that, so I looked it up. Charles Comiskey signed 1922 letter addressed to catcher Clarence Yarian sold for $800. So I look up Clarence Yarian, of course. His nickname was Yam Yarian. He only played with the White Sox for 2 years. 1921, he was 28, hit .304, no homers, 15 RBIs, and 102 at-bats, so that's pretty good.
Yep.
Then he gets this letter from Charles Comiskey saying he's got to sign for $525 a week within like 5 days, or they're leaving to wherever their spring training was. And if he wasn't on the train or the bus, then he wasn't going to play for him this year. And then if he was still there by June 1st, it would go up to $550 a month. And apparently Yam thought that was a good deal, signed up. In 1922, he hit 197 in 71 at bats, and that was it for Yam. Took his 550 and okay, now here's the question. 525 in 1922 by the inflation calculator, how much money would that be per month in 2017? So 525 in 1922, what would that be in 2017?
I'm going to say about $3,500.
Bill, you going higher or lower?
Oh, I'd go higher.
Okay. How much higher? Chris Black, are you thinking?
I was thinking about 8,000, about twice that.
8,000? Chris Black, what do you think?
Yeah, I would go higher as well.
Okay.
I don't really have a specific number, but I would go higher, yeah.
Okay, come on, Chris, but throw one out there.
Vince, what did you do?
I went 3,500.
And Bill did 8 grand.
I'll go six thou.
Bill is the winner. Oh. It's 75-73. Yeah, Bill, I guess unless you do that, isn't the Price is Right? If you go over, do you
yes,
lose?
You
so
lose.
The closest
yes,
is.
Yes.
So then Chris would win under those.
Gotcha.
Rules.
There you go.
But if
Chris
wasn't... this is not the Price is Right.
Wait a minute. Yeah, okay. We're not ready for that yet. That's later with the witch ended higher.
That's funny.
Okay, well, if anybody's out there still listening after that, the number's 312-332-3776. We're on until 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Now, you can also tweet a picture of an item to me. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And if we use that on the show, you get in the drawing for the OPG Platinum Hockey Box. Now, people can bring in items during the week. We had a listener, Tim from Naperville, brought in this. I thought this was really cool, and I guess a lot would depend on the value if they are Type 1 photos that were printed within a year of when they were taken, and I think they might have been. Bill, I sent you these 9 photos. He had 9 separate 8x10 photos of Ted Williams' last at bat. He hit a home run in that at bat, starting with a picture in the batter's box. Then it shows him like doing a practice swing in the batter's box. Then he's up at the plate, took a pitch or something. Then it shows his home run swing starting to go to first, coming around. It was really pretty
very
neat.
Cool. Yeah.
9 8x10s of that whole at bat. So now, Bill, I don't know if you had a chance to see those, but do you think if they could be proven that they were Type 1 photos, would that be something you'd want to try running in an auction?
Oh, 100%. If like what you just said, if they are Type 1 photos, that's a great little combo there. I mean, the fact that also that they're 8x10s, and I think you had mentioned to me that they have no markings on the back or anything.
Yeah, nothing, no. So.
Yeah, it wasn't part of a news service, I'm guessing, because just about all that stuff was marked on the back if it came out of UPI or AP wire photos.
Right, it sounded like, I think it was Tim's uncle had a sporting goods store and did a lot of fishing stuff with Ted Williams and knew him pretty well. And somehow it was maybe a friend of theirs that took these pictures, and I think Tim thought there might have only been 3 copies that were produced, one for each of those 3 guys. So I don't know. To me, there can't be a lot of these out there. Would you want them if Tim decides he wants to try to sell them? And I don't think he's 100% sure he wants to, because I think his son likes them. But if he decides you want them, just send them in, and then you guys can do the research on it, Bill?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And gosh, there's, you know, that thing could bring some stupid money. I mean, really, you don't see a whole lot of private photos that were not part of a news or wire service in the 8x10 size. Most of the old photos that we get back in the 30s and 40s and 50s, even, you know, or I guess this was 1960, a lot of that stuff was not turned into 8x10 photos. They were those little 3x4 photos. That's about all they got. You know, nobody really took the time to have them blown up, because the quality of blowing those things up took a lot of process back then, and it was very expensive to have a photo done, unlike today. So if they are Type 1 photos, those could be some significantly valuable items.
I think he thinks that they got them in the early 60s in their family, so that almost would be pretty good evidence that they probably are type 1 photos, so that'd be cool. Now, another cool item that ended in the May Huggins and Scott auction, for any of you guys that were out there and used to go to fantasy camps or to any type of basketball camp, and I think in the 90s, Michael Jordan would sponsor those or be there once in a while. And this was a 1986 Michael Jordan Fleer rookie. I guess the card itself was like in X-Mint condition, signed at a fantasy camp. It had an Upper Deck hologram and a cert from the camp. And that sold for $3,900, so that's pretty good. So if any of you guys out there have Jordan items and you got that, I think it's some of those things. Upper Deck was actually there and put them on right at the spot. So that'd be interesting to see if anybody has that stuff. Some of that can be really good depending on what you got signed. Getting a rookie signed was a good idea. I had another guy that was in it at T-Crown, and he had, was it an old Bulls card, like a collector's choice card or something signed, but it had kind of faded a bit, but it was still neat. You know, anything like that that you got at a camp is pretty cool.
And Jordan's just going to last the test of time. His stuff will just always have value.
Yeah.
Even the smallest stuff. Yep.
Then there's other guys that are hot currently that are young, like Cody Bellinger, for instance.
Yes, we were just talking about him.
Bill Huggins, listen to this. Cody Bellinger is a really good prospect, left-handed hitting, power-hitting first baseman for the Dodgers. He just hit another homer yesterday, so he has 7 homers and 62 at-bats. And if I'm Adrian Gonzalez, I'm wondering where I'm going to end up, if I'm going to get traded
right.
If somebody's looking for a lefty hitter, Adrian might be on the...
Adrian Wally Pip Gonzalez.
Yeah, he might be on the trading block right now. But listen to this, Bill. A 2015 Bowman Chrome Red Refractor autograph, number 5 of 5, graded BGS 9510, just sold, I think it was yesterday or the day before, buy it now, best offer on eBay, $10,500.
Wow.
Do you believe
wow.
that? For a 20, I mean, this guy is, he was a top prospect.
Yep.
Had a weak spring, actually. Spring training, he wasn't that great, but he's off to a great start. He and Aaron Judge stuff, their cards are really hot. And a lot of times that it goes back to their Bowman Chrome autographs, that the big money on the high grade ones, they really go for some big money.
$10,500. That's crazy.
I'm thinking, you know, if that was $2,000-$3,000, that would have been a lot.
Yep.
But I guess there's a lot of guys that put a lot of money into the prospects, and there's guys that's all they do. They follow the baseball prospects, and they collect their stuff. They try to get it when it first comes out before they've hit it big at all or really done anything, and it really pays off when you get a guy like that. Man, whew, I'll tell you. I've got some 2017 Bowman Jumbo boxes in right now that have 3 autographs per box, but there's nobody selling for that type of money out of there, right?
Now, if you have Bellinger cards, sell them now.
Yeah.
It's hard to sustain that level unless he has this crazy career where he hits 500 homers or something, but now's the time.
If you have more than one, I would definitely sell.
For sure.
Let's say you had 2, I'd sell one of them for sure. You just never know long term, you know, like a lot. I remember when Mike Trout first came up and he got hot, when he first really got hot, and guys were like, oh, but he's one of those guys that sustained it, but 9 out of 10, they don't. You know, they can't keep up that type of pace.
I still think it makes sense to get the cards graded of Bellinger. If you have some good condition cards, get them graded. It's worth that investment.
If you have a chance for a 9.5 or a 10 from Beckett, without a doubt, that really helps the value. And then guys don't mind bidding on them, you know, without holding them in their hands.
Exactly.
They've been pre-graded. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, we're giving away an OPG Platinum hockey box to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item and I use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID if you want to tweet a picture of an item. Okay, other items that have ended in Huggins and Scott. This is kind of neat. I actually have the first Sports Illustrated signed by Eddie Matthews. I have that at in a frame at home. This lot was first and second Sports Illustrated issues with the first issue signed by Eddie Matthews. Went for $1,600. I thought that was a really good price for those. Now, there were card inserts, like fold-out paper card inserts in both of those first two issues. And I think the second issue has Mantle in that fold-out. So I think unsigned, the second issue might by itself, if neither are signed, actually sell for more. But having Eddie sign in on that first issue made it go for a lot. We're already up to the first break here. The number is 312-332-3776. Give us a call and hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collection today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and Americana collectibles industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but they'll maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is June 19th for their event of the year in August. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
We've done it, America. Introducing Barbasol Razors. The American original for shaving cream now has premium disposable razors. Nothing beats the close, comfortable shave you get with Barbasol. All you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Find new Barbasol razors now at Walgreens.
Three things business owners can count on from LegalZoom. One, reliability. From incorporation to LLCs to DBAs and more, over a million business owners have trusted LegalZoom to get started right. Two, legal advice. LegalZoom's not a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys to help you navigate the legal world. Three, no surprises. With upfront pricing and a satisfaction guarantee, you get complete transparency. Go to LegalZoom.com now and enter Mike at checkout for special savings. LegalZoom.com.
Attention golfers, it's Carmen, Scratch Golfer, only in my dreams. Are you tired of playing golf courses where houses line every fairway? Instead, enjoy a classic course in a quiet atmosphere with the unrivaled course conditions you deserve. Stonewall Orchard Golf Club is the place for you. Book a tee time today at one of my favorite courses in the Chicagoland area. It's a course that is as beautiful as it is challenging. Located in Grays Lake, Stonewall Orchard features rolling hills, tranquil wetlands, an abundance of wildlife, and pristine course conditions, providing a golfing experience unlike any other. They've hosted many prestigious tournaments, including Illinois PGA Section Championships and even several U.S. Open qualifiers. With 18 holes of championship golf and a world-class practice facility, Stonewall Orchard Golf Club offers private country club amenities and a relaxed public setting. So treat yourself to one of the finest courses in the Midwest. Treat yourself to Stonewall Orchard. Call today to book a tee time or visit stonewallorchard.com.
Clutch. That's never quitting in life, on the mound, or on your team. That's never having to be told to get your game face on, because you wear it every second of every day, probably even while you're sleeping. That's being a true ace on the field and coming up just as big off the field. That's John Lester. That's Clutch. That's Cub. Get tickets today at Cubs.com.
Sunday, May 21st at 1:20, up to the first 10,000 fans receive a replica 2016 NL Champions pennant provided by Ideal Industries.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. Craig can help you.
Hey, Craig, I need an oil change. I was wondering if you had any deals.
Yes, we have 5 quarts of Castrol Edge with a K&N filter for $22.99.
That's a good deal. Castrol Edge is good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Helps the performance of hardworking engines.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you can't get better protection.
Wow, even better.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or high-mileage full synthetic and a K&N oil filter for just $22.99 after mail-in rebate. See store for details, also at participating CarQuest stores.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. If you want to call with a question about the value of your collectible or collectibles, the number is 312-332-3776. You can also send a picture of an item. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If you tweet a picture to my attention and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing for a box of OPG Platinum Hockey, but right now it's time for Which Ended Higher? In the May Huggins and Scott auction, these three items went for some good money, Vince. That's what I'll tell you, okay?
I'm ready.
First item, 1965 Topps Joe Namath rookie card, number 122, graded PSA 5. Next item, 1952 Topps Look and See complete set of 135 cards with 6 PSA 7 or 8 key cards plus a wrapper and a viewer. I don't know what you did.
What's
with the
Look and See part? Was that a subset?
I guess there might
something?
Have been something. Bill, is it like a 3D type, almost like where if you look at it through the viewer, it looks full color or something? Is
What it is it's just those two. It's a little red, clear type plastic, and you need that to see the on the back of the card. It's kind of hidden, and if you use that, it brings out the picture.
Okay, I don't see a lot of the Look and Sees that come in, but listen to some of these guys in this set: Babe Ruth, Thomas Jefferson, Dolly Madison, Annie Oakley, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Edison.
Wow.
What a crew in there.
Wow.
Okay, so that is a 135-card set and in nice shape. And then the third item, this is neat too, 1959 Topps Football Series 1 full uncut sheet. Unitas, Jim Brown, Frank Gifford, Bart Starr were some of the guys on the sheet. A full uncut sheet. So these are some good items.
Yes.
1965 Topps Joe Namath rookie PSA 5, the Look and See 1952 set, and a 1959 Topps Football Series 1 full uncut sheet. Which ended higher?
So just for the sheer wackiness of the set, I'm going to go with the 52 Look and See.
That's a good guess.
Thank you.
But
thank you. No.
Your batting average just dropped a little bit more.
4 for 9 now.
Third place was the uncut sheet. $3,000,
okay,
though. Okay. Your Look and See set, $3,200. So,
not
I mean, that's
bad.
Not bad at all.
Nope.
But the Joe Namath rookie PSA 5, $5,100.
Wow.
Isn't it? It's amazing
nice.
How high that card goes. Bill, that was a shorter print, the Namath rookie.
Yes, he's one of the short prints out of the 65 set. There's about 40 of them or so in that set.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, wow.
Very cool.
All right. So we've got some callers waiting here. Let's go to Jason from Dyer, Indiana. Thanks for waiting, Jason. What do you have?
No, thanks for taking my call. At Christmas, my mom got me a box, and I opened the packs, and inside was a Chris Bryant autographed rookie card, Bowman's Best. Sent it to Beckett, came back graded a 9.5 out of 10, and the autograph's graded a 10. So wondering if I should hold on to it or try to sell it while it's hot.
Well, I mean, he's hot now. It just kind of boils down to how much do you like Chris Bryant if you want to keep it long term or not. Is that a numbered version or not?
No, it's not a refractor or anything.
Okay. Yeah, that's still, I mean, it's a really good card. Then it boils down to how much do you like Chris Bryant? I mean, I would think BGA, that's got to be hundreds. It looks like here's, oh, this is numbered to, is that a 2015?
Correct.
Bowman yep. Best?
Yep.
Yeah. I would think that's at least $200-$300. And will it go higher? It could. It's just like we were talking about with Mike Trout. I mean, Chris Bryant's already got an MVP.
And a Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
So he's got a shot to sustain.
And he's got a World Series with the Cubs, which who would have thunk that? So, I mean,
right,
the whole.
Right.
So, I mean, how much do you like him? And, you know, it's not that much money that you're going to lose a ton if you hang on to it. For me, I think if you're a fan of the Cubs and a fan of Chris Bryant, I think I'd probably hang on to that one for a while, actually. Next on the line, we have Mike from Park Forest. What's new, Mike? What do you have?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I actually talked to you about 3 weeks ago. I sent you some pictures of a Babe Ruth plaque that had the handle of his bat in it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yes, I remember that. It had a bat knob.
Yes.
That was cool.
Was that gradable, or could I get that graded by PSA, or does it stay in the Highland Mint pitcher?
That's interesting. It might not be a bad idea to check with them on it, and that would help, you know, with the authentication process. But you got Highland Mint. Now, the rest of those, wasn't that the only one that was the actual bat knob, and the rest of them were pieces of bat?
Yeah, number 1 and 250. One was the handle, and 250 was the end of the bat. Those were the biggest pieces. The rest were just little slabs of wood.
Bill, I think that would have the chance to be really big in a Huggins and Scott auction. The bat knob looks really cool as a card. And those type things, if they get a bat knob like in a Topps product, and they have some of their higher end inserts, and they have a back knob of other guys, can go for some yeah. bucks. I think this Babe Ruth might be a good one, Bill.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I don't know what year they started doing those bat knob things. It was fairly recent, but they have caught on big time. And I mean, that would be a poster child item to sell right now before actually more and more of these are released out of there, because I'm sure they're going to continue more and more of these. Whereas right now, there are very, very few of them.
That'd be a good one in the August Huggins and Scott auction. You got the baseball season going. They're set up at the National. That might be a good piece to have in your display at the National, Bill, a Babe Ruth bat knob.
Yeah. And especially the fact that this may be the first one that came up for auction, which case the first one usually gets the most.
That would be really interesting to see what that did. That would be fun to watch, Mike, if you ever feel like testing the auction waters, put it out there, and we'll see what it will. We'll definitely publicize it. I tweet that one and mention it on the show how it's doing, because that's a neat item.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We'll have to try that out.
Now, did you just get lucky when you wanted to order one of the 250 and you just happened to get the knob, or did you have to pay more at the time for it?
Actually, the guy had a card shop at the time in Stager. He actually bought, like, he knew somebody in Highland Mint where he actually got the number 1 and 250. He was able to get it.
Wow.
He actually had the knob and the end of the bat. I was able to get just the knob at the time.
That's the one I'd rather have, to be honest with you. Now, exactly. How long ago did you buy that, and how much did you pay for it at the time? Do you remember?
At the time, $400, and I'm 40 now. I was probably 21, maybe like 17 years ago.
I think that it would do better than that.
A very good investment, Mike.
Yeah,
very
I think
good investment.
So. Yeah. Now, Bill Huggins, what do you think about a PSA or you know, taking a look at that? Would they? It's in. Wait, is it actually in a card and in a frame now, Mike?
Well, it's in the Highland Mint frame, and actually what's cool, on the back of it, it has a photo of the bat, and then it shows the handle in the photo. So you can actually see the handle in the picture and the photo of the handle. It shows all the scrape marks. I mean, it's pretty cool he touched the handle, so that's why I wanted it.
Yeah.
So you can it shows the bat all together, and it also has the photos of the top and the bottom of the bat.
I like that when they did that, where they would show the item on these memorabilia pieces. Wow. Well, Mike, if you want to give it a shot and Hugging the Scat, stop by T Crown with it. Well, I'll send it in for you. It'd be fun to see what it does. I think it, I think your 400 is a little low, don't you think, Bill? That might be the starting point.
If not more,
Okay, very good. Next on the line, we have Tom from Aurora. What do you have there, Tom?
How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I have two bottles of 7-Up that have the 1973 Notre Dame National Champ schedule and the scores on the bottle. The bottles still have the soda pop in it. And I don't have a clue what they're worth.
I don't think those would be worth a ton unless, you know, the entire team had signed them or something. Or
No.
Yeah, if nobody signed it, you can't sign a bottle. I don't know, Bill, a 7-Up bottle with 1973 Notre Dame. I mean, I'm sure Notre Dame people would be interested in that, but I don't think that goes for a lot of money.
I've seen a lot of those bottles in that era. They did. That was the era where they started doing that Coca-Cola and Pepsi and whatever, Sprite and all. And most of them get it in the $25 to $50 range, somewhere like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
some of them, you know, a little bit more, but, you know.
Yeah, I would hang on to them, Tom. If you have a bar room or something at your house, you know, those are.
Well, I got a nephew that's going to Notre Dame right now.
Oh.
He's probably gonna get a couple gifts.
There you go. That would look good on his shelf. Although I have a feeling late at night somebody might be cracking one of those open. I don't think they'll make it through 4 years at Notre Dame without being opened or broken or something by somebody.
I can't believe they're very the soda pop's very good in there. I don't know how long that stuff
lasts. Drinker beware.
If it's anything like the gum and the old packs from that era, it wouldn't be good at all.
You know, a few of these bottles sold on eBay. Actually, an unopened 7-Up bottle from the 73 champions, $14.99, and an empty bottle sold for $8. 1973 7-Up bottle, Notre Dame.
$14.99.
$14.99.
They'll be at his nephew's. They'll be in his dorm room in September, I think. Yep. Okay, well, the number here is 312-332-3776. If you have an item like that, there's no dumb question on this show. You can check with us, and we'll tell you if we think it might have any value, and it might even be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction. Lots of great items go through Huggins and Scott. Here was one that was interesting, Bill. A Gary Carter early 1980s Expos, Montreal Expos, game-worn jacket signed by Gary Carter. Went for $2,600. Any of that game-worn memorabilia down the road does real well. A 1950 Bowman Otto Graham rookie. I don't see those very often. The early 50s and 40s football cards. SGC 7.5 went for $1,900.
Very
Otto
nice.
Graham. I just read something. I noticed that Jim Kick and Nick Buonaconte, both key parts of that 1972 undefeated Dolphins team, neither one of them's doing real well.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, that's
like
too bad.
I think Nick Buonaconte has some pretty bad memory issues, and boy, a lot of the football players from that era are having some real troubles, so they're going to have to.
That's no surprise why in a lot of cases, you know, getting hit all the time or hitting somebody all the time, you know.
Right. How many concussions some of those guys must have had and didn't even know it, or it was like tough it up and get back out
in there. And play.
You didn't even know, you know, you'd wobble off the field and then you'd have to get back in there. So it's too bad. You have some of these names that you know, from the old days that it's really catching up with them. Here's another item that's sold in the May Huggins and Scott auction, a Cy Young PSA 6, T206 white border with the glove showing on the card and a Piedmont back, $2,600 for that card, Cy Young card. Boy, any of those old tobacco cards, if they're graded and they get even a two or higher, especially if they have a harder back on the Hall of Famers, they're going to do some decent money and good collectibles. If you can find them, graded and they're in nice shape. You like the looks of them. Maybe a team you collect or whatever. It's definitely a nice thing to pick up. You know, over 100 years old, those cards. And they look, you know, they just look cool. They still stand up really well. Well, it's time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about the value of an item, or you can tweet a picture to TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. We're giving away a 2016-17 Upper Deck OPG Platinum hockey box. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collection today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and Americana collectibles industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but they'll maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is June 19th for their event of the year in August. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch to Pennzoil at a Jiffy Lube near you.
Leading by example.
Like Rizzo got into it with somebody.
That's having your buddy's back, even when your back's against the wall. That's going beyond the lines of the friendly confines for causes important to you and your teammates. That's wearing your emotions on your sleeve, face, and body to boost the guys that boost you.
The benches have cleared here in Cincinnati.
That's Anthony Rizzo. That's leading by example. That's Cub. Get tickets today at Cubs.com.
Monday, May 22nd at 7:05, up to the first 10,000 early arriving adults age 21 and older. Receive a relaxed Cubs cap compliments of Jim Beam.
Message and data rates may apply.
You're probably familiar with the term crash and burn. You know, a huge failure. But do you know the term burn and crash? That's when you take a fat burner that gives you a whole bunch of energy, but later you get the dreaded crash. Look, if you want to burn body fat, I mean really melt your fat during workouts so you look and feel great, try Lean Fire XT. It uses a new concept called thermovigilance that helps you burn fat from your waist, hips, thighs, all over, with virtually no jitters and no crash. For a limited time, every man and woman in America can try a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting SPEED to 2020. Lean Fire XT comes from the award-winning experts at Force Factor, and it's already a top-selling diet pill at GNC because it works. Don't settle for less. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SPEED to 2020. If you burn too much fat, please decrease use of Lean Fire XT. That's SPEED to 2020.
Golf is awesome, and the free 18 Birdies app makes it even awesomer. 18 Birdies is the most complete golf app out there, packed with tools to improve your game. Plus, every time you score your round on the app, no matter how well you played, you're entered into the Dream Games challenges where you can win balls, clubs, and once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Like one of 12 spots at the Arnold Palmer Invitational Pro-Am at the world-renowned Bay Hill Course. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Restrictions apply. See official rules at 18birdies.com/dreamgames. Download 18 Birdies today and start swinging.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. 312-332-3776 is the number. Vince and I were talking at the break. We were talking about Cy Young earlier in the show. Vince, tell some of the stats on Cy Young.
He has 511 career wins. He started 815 games and complete games, 749 complete games. That's crazy.
Can you imagine now? I mean, nobody's even going to get 74 complete games anymore in their careers. That's incredible.
That record is safe.
I think it is. But what about how many strikeouts? And you would think with that many innings in today's game, it would have...
Yep. 2803.
Yeah.
Only 2,800 strikeouts.
In the dead ball era, when Vince said that, I was like, 2,800 strikeouts. That's because in the dead ball era, they didn't swing for home runs. I was looking at in the Huggins and Scott May auction, a 1916 Z-Nut Ping Bodie card with the coupon. With the coupon, which is like... I wonder if
that's
the coupon's still good.
Yeah, that's a real player.
Ping Bodie, he was a center fielder for the White Sox more than 100 years ago, 1911 to 1914. But he used, a 52-ounce bat.
Whoa.
So, guys like in that era, they were choking up and slapping the ball all over the place trying to get doubles and triples. They weren't so – they'd be way harder to strike out, which is why somebody like Cy Young would have – that few of strikeouts comparatively.
I just pulled up Ping Bodie on Wikipedia, and there's a picture of him with this bat. It's like bigger than him. Yeah. It's huge. It's a huge bat. It's like taller than him.
Babe Ruth had like a 40-ounce bat, and that was big.
52-ounce. Wow.
Yeah. Darren from Joliet's on the line. What's up, Darren?
Hi. I was calling. I doing some spring cleaning as it's that time of year, and I was really into sports cards, mainly football, back in the early 80s. I bought a Walter Payton rookie and Joe Montana rookie. And now, fast forward several years later, and with four kids and everything, I haven't bought much. It's basically just stored. I don't have anything, like one particular item. I have a Jim Brown autograph book, maybe a few autograph cards. Nothing that would be probably considered mint condition. Maybe excellent at best. And so probably like a lot of people out there, there's some items I'm definitely going to hold on to. As a huge Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, still am, so most of my memorabilia that's not sports cards is that. But my parents, for Christmas, they always got me the top set of football cards, which at the time, that was like the only one out there. And the hobby just became too overwhelming,
So you have late 70s, early 80s complete Topps football sets, and then you have separate the rookies like Peyton and so forth?
I would say probably from mid-80s. I think 84 is the first complete set I have. Early 80s to mid-70s, I was able to get quite a few of the I don't have complete sets, but I have like several common cards, but I also have quite a few of the stars and everything from back then.
The star rookies. Bill, now with a Peyton rookie and Montana and some of those rookies mixed in, is that good enough for a lot, do you think?
Well, I'd kind of need to see more of exactly what it all is, but potentially, sure.
Condition-wise, it'd be key. If they were already graded and they were nines, it would be a for sure type thing, but maybe not if they're lower grade. Mark from St. John, Indiana. What's up, Mark? Well, we got a long line here. We'll try to mow through them here.
Hey, I love your show.
Thanks.
I just simply came into tens of thousands of baseball cards in boxes.
Hopefully they're from 1950 and older, Mark.
Well, that's what I need your help with. Is there a service, a trustworthy service or company that will help me go through this stuff, or do we literally need to sit down with my buddies? I'm 60 years old, and go through and pick out what we think is good.
Well, what years are they from, mainly?
Well, we're starting back in 1970, 75 to 80.
So they're 70 to 80? They're all 70s cards?
Well, they're all at least 25 to 30 years old. And I'm talking about boxes and boxes.
Okay, well, it sounds more like your late 80s, early 90s, and in baseball, that's a rough era. There's not a lot of value in that era. That might be one of those things that I don't know about that one.
What year would you pick if you had to do it before and after this year? The baseball card values are, take that
for
big
baseball
dip.
Well, for sure, 75 and back now, don't you think, Bill? And some of the you know, there's some good rookies after that, that in the late 70s and early 80s. But what do you think when somebody wants to sell a collection to you, Bill, as far as what year and older do you like?
Well, I tell people 60s and older is good. 70s is sort of a gray area, and 80s and up, as a general rule, need to get older.
Yeah, like a lot older in a lot of cases for the baseball. Now, hockey from the 80s, there's some really good rookies in high grade, and basketball with Jordan and some of those rookies are really good. But football in the early 80s, that has some good rookies in high grade. But baseball, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that just didn't do much. Steve from Berwyn's on the line. What do you have there, Steve?
I know a guy who has a 2005 on-deck circle from Comiskey Park or from the cell.
From during the World Series?
Correct.
Now, did that have, at the time, were they doing the MLB hologram at the World Series where it's in the MLB computer system, do you know?
I am not sure.
Huh.
I've only seen it once, and it's...
Kind of like almost like a mat that's kind of heavy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a rubber, I picked it up. It's a rubber mat. It's got to be 6 foot in diameter or 5 foot in diameter.
Bill Huggins, have you ever run something like that in an auction?
Yes, we have run some on-deck circles. I know we ran one from the 1983 Cracker Jack old timers game that was in DC. Somebody brought one in, and I'm not 100% sure what it sold for. They are heavy though.
It is very heavy.
Yeah, that's the problem in that is doing the shipping stuff. Yeah, where that might be one that you try to find a local store to sell it on consignment or something. If they even have room for it,
that thing could bring $500 to $1,000 or more.
Yeah, we could do a little more research on it. It's cool, and that has good long-term value. It's just kind of like, where do you have a spot for that? It's one of those type things. But that's anything, a Chicago World Series win, any collectible. That one base from the World Series of the Cubs, Game 7, was at first base, went for over $100,000. So some of that stuff can be real big. Scott from Bourbonnais on the line. What do you have, Scott?
I've got a Brett Favre. It's like an oversized poster. You know that old Got Milk promotion?
Yeah.
The Milk Association? It's Brett Favre after the Super Bowl year. I was at the Jewel, and the lady was giving away pieces of cheese, and you could... And I said, what are you going to do with this poster? And he said, if you want it, come back at 2 o'clock. So I did, and I'm a Packers shareholder. I got one share, and it was cool. And his head is gigantic. He's holding a football with the milk mustache and everything.
And
so it's in a frame in the bar, and it looks really cool.
Did you have Favre sign it?
No, the milk lady would have signed it.
Yeah. How about the cheese? Is the cheese in the frame with it, Scott?
No, it's just the milk mustache.
Okay, I don't think it's worth a whole lot without it being signed or with the cheese. If you had the original cheese that Favre took a bite out of, and it was in, like the...
But you got to admit, that's a great story. That is a great story for if you're a Green Bay Packer fan
it
and
is.
You got that.
Especially
and,
when
you
got a share. You're a stockholder.
Yes. So that's priceless
in that regard. That's right. Mark from West Chicago's online. What do you have there, Mark?
Hey there. Good morning, man, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a full set 1984 Topps baseball card. Never been out of the box. I know that's a... Mattingly rookie year right there. So I was just wondering if that set was worth anything.
Not a ton. Mattingly, his first few years before, I think he had a back injury. His stats were almost Lou Gehrig-like. And then after the injury, it was kind of like Joe Mauer now, where Mauer had the injury in the last few years, then very mediocre, and Mattingly got mediocre after that. And looks like he's not going to be a Hall of Famer. So there's not a lot in that 84 top set to write home about, actually.
If he ends up going into the Hall of Fame in part because of his managerial success, if he ends up winning a World Series or two, might that help him and put him over the top?
That would for sure help, but I don't think he's going to. And his managing so far doesn't look like that's going to get him in.
He had a sweet swing, though, with the Yankees.
He was healthy, when he first came up, it was Gehrig-like stats. Yep. He was great. Yep. And he seemed like a really good guy, too.
Yep.
But then they faded. Did you see the article in the paper that Addison Russell of the Cubs has a collection going? Now this, you never would have thought this was the case, but what a creative way to do it. Apparently, he must have collected Pokemon when he was a kid, and he decided to get major league players to sign a Pokemon card that I don't know if he compared it to that player. I think he started it out getting Chris Bryant to sign a Charizard card, and he has more than 25 players now signed, I think, that's different cool characters. I'm not that familiar with Pokemon, so I'm not really sure, but I think he's got 25 baseball players signed on 25 different Pokemon characters, and he collects other stuff, but that would be,
that's
can
great.
You imagine if he ever decided to sell that? How much he's got? Altuve. I wonder what character he did for Altuve. But that's pretty neat. He has signed baseball's World Series stuff, a 2016 wine glass from the World Series signed by the whole team. There was an article in the Tribune earlier this week about that.
This could open up a door for Pokemon to, have some baseball-sponsored stuff. I mean,
Who knows?
Possibility, all because of Addison Russell.
And they'd have to have an Addison Russell thing in
there. He'd be the face of Pokemon the subsets,
He would. Doug from Wheaton's on the line. What do you have, Doug?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Received a baseball signed by much of the 1960 Chicago Cubs team.
Ooh.
It was a gentleman who was a big Pirates fan, and when he was a boy, he went to Forbes Field and got a Pittsburgh ball, but also got a ball from a lot of the Chicago Cubs. There's no Ernie Banks on it, but oddly enough, Ron Santo signed it in two different places.
Well, that would have been Santo's rookie year then. Why, not having Ernie Banks is a killer, though, Doug.
Yes, sorry. I know.
Yeah. Now, Bill Huggins, because it is Billy Williams on there too, or was that before him?
Billy Williams is also not on the ball.
Okay, so basically you have Santo rookie year signature and a bunch of other Cubs on there. Bill, any value on that one?
I'm guessing if it's complete and they're in clean condition and everything, you're probably somewhere in the $100 to $200 range.
Yeah, not having Ernie on that ball he was the key guy of that
Mr.
era.
Mr. Cub.
That was coming off back-to-back MVPs in 58 and 59, I think, for Banks. So, yeah, you really would need him on there. Joe from Hanover Park's on the line. What's up, Joe?
Morning, guys. I have an authentic Mitchell and Ness Cleveland Indians jersey signed, both a Bob Feller jersey signed by Bob Feller. It's signed by him in a unique way. It's Robert William Feller, and I don't believe he signed many items like that. And he also has some stats on the jersey, handwritten: 266 wins, 3 no hitters, HOS 62. And I was wondering, especially with the uniqueness of the signature, Robert William Feller, along what that would be worth.
He did sign a ton, but you're right, he didn't sign that way a lot. Now, it's a Mitchell and Ness going back to the old-fashioned Indians uniform, I take it.
Yes, it's an original. It's the first runs on those jerseys, the wool jersey and
Bill Huggins. Do you think that might be $200 or $300? I know he signed a ton, but it sounds better than the typical Feller signed.
Oh sure, I think it could be $300 to $500. Sure. And it'd be something. I'd be happy to give it a try in our auction.
Because it's different.
The uniqueness of the signature with the handwritten inscription. There, can't be too many of them.
And he was a great pitcher. He just said his typical signatures aren't worth much because he signed so much stuff, similar to how Pete Rose signs so much now, where his autographs aren't worth as much. Tim from Lakeview's on the line. What's up, Tim?
Hi, this is Tim. How you doing?
Good.
So I have a 1919 Boston Red Sox annual report.
Really?
So if you're not familiar with the annual report, it's just a business, typically a business summary, outlines profit and loss for the organization. The Boston Red Sox were owned at the time by, I think it was Harry Frazee.
Is that the guy who we got rid of Ruth because he was in on like a
Broadway show?
Broadway, and they were losing money or something? Does that show up on the report, Tim?
Well, no, it doesn't. You know, so it does reference the baseball team. They won the 1918 World Series, which was.
Can you make it quick here, Tim? We're getting right at the end here.
Yeah, so anyway, I mean, it's a summary. It's something that I bought in bulk, and I have no idea what it's worth. It's just something I've held.
Oh, so it's not a one-of-a-kind thing? You've got a bunch of these? It's just
print? No. This is one-of-a-kind.
Oh, okay. Well, Bill Huggins, what do you think? Would this have value in an auction? Real quick?
Boy, if you could bring it by your store, and we could revisit this and get a few more in details about this, that would be much more helpful. I know you were running out of time.
I'll take pictures, Tim, and we'll give it a shot, and then I'll send it to Bill. Time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Mike from Park Forest. So, Mike, email me your address to vince@ercdelivery.com by Thursday. I'll deliver right to your door free of charge. Mike from Park Forest.
Very good. And for the listeners waiting, try us again next week. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. Don't forget to check out HugginsandScott.com. Thanks to Chris Bleck for another great job. And Vince Clemente, ERC Delivery. And I'm Tom Morgan at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. Happy Mother's Day. Have a great week.